The Justice Department has opened a criminal investigation over the Internal Revenue Service's actions, and three congressional committees are investigating the targeting of Tea Party and other conservative groups. Bob Schultz says his disputes with the IRS go back years. He is founder and chair of two organizations formed in 1997, a 501c3 and a 501c4.
We have in our name, We the People Foundation for Constitutional Education. Maybe we were on their list. I don't know that for sure. But our problems with the IRS go back a ways.
Schultz says the IRS revoked his group's tax-exempt status at the end of 2008, retroactive to their founding, and imposed a tax penalty. As he battles that decision, he has tried to obtain tax-exempt status for another group.
About a week ago, we received a letter from one unit of the IRS essentially saying to us, show us some evidence that you've been granted tax-exempt status. Within days of that, suddenly this letter arrives granting the tax-exempt status. You know, I noticed what's happening in the news, and I just wondered if they knew the story was going to break about the hassle, you know, that they were giving these organizations.
The Upstate New York Tea Party formed in northern New York about 4 years ago, but has gone dormant after its founder stepped down due to illness. Mark Berry, however, remains active and notes that when the group formed, they were advised not to seek tax-exempt status.
They just described it as a complicated process, but actually the word he used was nightmare. And now we know that it just wasn't the complicated process, that it was probably a little bit more than that. But if nothing else, at least Tea Party types around the country have been vindicated. You know, we were always accused of being paranoid, and now I think the record is clear. There are some people that were out to get the Tea Parties.
Vermonters for Liberty Chair Stephen Howard says that group has not had problems with the IRS, but he is quick to point out that what the IRS has done is hardly unique.
In the 70s, we had the FBI investigating groups that they considered to be dangerous or contrary to the American way, and they did infiltrations and investigations. And the same thing applied to the anti-war movement leading up to the invasion of Iraq, where President Bush was sending agents into these anti-war groups to find out whether they were good Americans or not. So investigating contrary opinions is nothing new.
Nevertheless, Howard says people should respond with disdain and displeasure.
Regardless of whether you agree with Tea Party Patriots or the Occupy movement or any other group or organization that has a political opinion, the concept that the federal government through the IRS is attempting to either bully or to delay or to investigate groups should smack us all in the face regarding basic civil liberties.
A report released this week by the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration said ineffective management at the IRS allowed agents to improperly target Tea Party groups for more than 18 months. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.